A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, beyond the stars. This is a project of Star Productions, Southern Tier Audio Recording.
We're Jedi babies that love to use the Force and shake a rancor's toes. Remembered forever as the ones who saved the universe from Sith foes. Wow, wow, we're too young to use a lightsaber or change our clothes. Whoa, yeah! We're one of a kind, at least we'd like to really think we really are. Our names are Yoda, Obi-Wan, Padme, Mace, and Ayla. We live in Daddy Palpatine's lovely home before training to be a Jedi.
Welcome to Jedi Babies, where we learn what it's like to grow up being a Jedi.
Picture it. A nursery with Jedi babies taken from their homes as young as 1 month old. Jedi able to levitate their rattlers in order to play with them. Jedi that poop on command, and Jedi that can make the bottle come to them at a moment's notice. Man, does that make parenting easier, what? In the crib, and by crib I mean the reference to a house, we find a 20-year-old Yoda, which is, like, 2 months old in human years, a 1-year-old Mace Windu, a 6-month-old Obi-Wan Kenobi, a 4-month-old Padme Amidala, and a partridge in a pear tree. All the children are waiting for the arrival of a new Jedi. They know it's been taken from its home, but they don't know who he is. Sorry.
Man, I hope this new baby is strong in the Force. I'm tired of talking about this prophecy thing. I just wanted to find someone who bring balance to the Force.
Hey, Mace. By balance, you mean that he won't think as much? Because I just laid a doozy. I don't think that the Force or the prophecy is going to help you with this one.
Green am I already. Green, I need that smell. Go away, Obi-Wan. Smell like Banta Poodle, do you?
Man, I wish we could use our lightsabers right now. I would cut that smell and shove it up your...
He's here! Man, I hope this is my next husband. I need to get married to the one who will bring balance to the Force. I need to see if this is the one who will bring Force to the balance.
You mean balance to the Force?
Oh, I don't care. As long as he doesn't smell as bad as you do.
Predict do I that this child a male is?
Hey, children. Come meet our new member of the crib. Her name is Ayla Sakura.
A male, huh? You were way off on that one, Yoda. She's some blue-skinned female.
Meditate I must. Weak have I become.
Relax. I predicted you won't die for at least another 2,000 years. You have plenty of time to meditate. Why don't you just take a nap?
Go, I will. Rest, I must.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so it's not a he, it's a she. I guess I can live with that. Hey, why is your skin blue? Did you eat some of Wonka's blueberry gum?
No, everyone on my planet is blue.
Wow, that must be a sad planet. If everyone is blue, who tells the jokes?
No, everyone is colored blue.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Mace, and I'm the head of the Jedi Baby Order.
Wow, I didn't know there was a head of the Order. So, who is the real head?
Obi-Wan!
Hey, I can't help it.
So, what's your name?
Ayla Sakura.
Bless you. Did you just sneeze or something?
No, really. What's your name?
Ayla Sakura.
Wow, you must really have an allergy problem. What do people on your planet call you?
A half hour later.
So let me understand this. Your name is actually Ayla Sakura.
Yes!
Wow, your parents might not like you very much. I mean, I know mine didn't like me, but at least they named me after a medieval weapon and not, well, what the heck is an Ayla or a Sakura?
I don't know. I think my parents went to a computer, blindfolded, and typed and asked how my name came out.
Oh, so what's with the big fluffy things on your head? Are those ears?
No, those aren't ears. My ears are on the side of my head.
Oh, I know what they're for. They're for keeping away flies from her face.
No, that's what elephant ears are for.
Oh, yeah. So what are they for?
I don't know, but I know they're supposed to grow out.
So they're supposed to get bigger? Wow, let's hope they stay blue. You could really look weird if they turn yellow or red or something.
Hey, they could turn red and white. That would be cool.
Why would that be cool, Obi-Wan?
Because she could say she's a bicentennial baby then. Get red, white, and blue, bicentennial. You know.
Yeah. If you can't tell by now, Ayla, Obi-Wan is our regular cut-up around here. Yoda predicts everything for us, from lunchtime meals to bottle feelings, right down to bedtime. He's pretty good at it, but he needs some work. Oh, and there's Padme. She can... Well, we're not sure why she's here.
Hey, woman slip. What can I say? They were required to have an equal number of boys and girls on this, or they were going to protest their nanny.
Oh, yeah, and we have a nanny. Her name is Midi-Chlorian. That sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
So what kind of thing are you? You're obviously not human. What species are you?
I'm a Twi'lek.
A Twinkie, huh? So does that mean you have a sweet white center? I thought Twinkies were supposed to be yellow.
No, not Twinkie, Twi'lek. I'm from the planet Ryloth.
Where is that?
I don't know. I'm lucky I learned how to pronounce it before they took me from my crib to become a Jedi.
Ooh, you're going to become a Jedi? Wow, I'm impressed.
Sure, aren't all of us?
Not necessarily. You have to pass the Jedi test first.
What test is that?
You must suck on your pacifier and levitate at the same time. If you show you can do this, then you are strong enough in the Force to make it as a Jedi Knight.
Knight? Did someone say Knight? Is it bedtime already? Man, I'm really hating this place.
No, Obi-Wan. We haven't even had dinner yet. He's a little paranoid about bedtime. He has weird dreams about these people that live in the desert. He says he'll be living with them sometime in the near future. If you ask me, he's lost in that department, sister.
So, who changes the diapers around here?
Well, there's Nanny Midi-Chlorian.
Man, I know that sounds familiar.
Or there's Daddy Palpatine.
Is that really our daddy's name? He was talking to me the other day. Something about Sirius or Insidious. He says he's a really nice guy, and that he knows the ways of the Force as well. He also said something about making sure that I cut someone's legs off. Anyone know what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
Me either.
Why does Midi-Chlorian sound so dang familiar?
Maybe you should ask Yoda about what Daddy Palpatine said. Maybe he can see into your future.
Rested am I. Back from nap I am. Dinner is served, believe I.
Kids, get ready. It's time for dinner.
Predict this I did. Dinner, it is time for.
Predicted it? Yoda, I could smell dinner too. Man, why doesn't anybody believe me? That short green guy won't make a very good Jedi. I bet he can't even jump.
Okay, guys, let's go eat dinner with Daddy Palpatine.
After a dinner of pureed peas, applesauce, and minced rancor, they head back to their room and wait to talk to Yoda about Daddy Palpatine. Mace, Padme, Yoda, Obi-Wan, and Ayla are getting ready for bed.
Hey, Yoda, I want talk to you about something.
Talk, yes! Opening your mouth and saying things such as, yes!
Wow, you're smart. Hey, listen, he's smart.
Yes, Obi-Wan, talk you will about Daddy Palpatine.
Do you see how smart he is? He doesn't even need me to tell his problem.
Yes, I do. Told me you would talk to me, Mace did.
Obi-Wan, tell Yoda what Daddy Palpatine said about Mr. Sidious.
I still think he said Sirius. Yoda, Daddy Palpatine told me something about a guy named Mr. Sirius, and about how he can bring our parents back to us, and about how we could all go home and find out who our parents are. He also said something about us wasting our time or something, and that the future is already written. I think that's what he said. No, wait. Ah, there it is. I may think he...
Not again!
So, Yoda, what do you think about what Daddy Palpatine said?
Clouded, the future is.
You mean you don't know?
No, Cloud of the Future is by Obi-Wan's stinky smell.
Yoda, do you think you could tell us what it may mean? We all believe in you.
The future untold it is. However, its secret unlock I can. Mr. Sirius sounds evil, he does. But unsure am I of his plans to see our parents. Nice it would be. But we must look to the Force to guide our emotions. Yes, we must.
Oh, yeah. And he said something about making sure I cut someone's legs off.
Someone's legs to be cut off, they are. Well, that's an accolade of a different color. This is evil. I hope he's not talking about my legs.
Hey, Yoda isn't talking backwards.
I mean, an accolade of a different color this is. Evil is this, and my legs I hope this not be. Yes, that is what I meant. That is what I said.
That was weird. Obi-Wan, whose legs are you supposed to cut off?
I don't know, but I don't want to cut off anybody's legs. I just want to get ready for bed.
Time to get ready for bed, everyone.
Hey, Ayla, when you poop, does it come out blue like your skin?
I don't know. I never look. I'll let you know.
Should we all brush our teeth?
Nah, I'm lazy tonight. Besides, they're all gonna fall out anyway. Might as well wait until we get our real teeth. Guess we all should head to bed. By the way, guys, Nanny Midichlorian is coming over to watch us tomorrow. Man, I wish I knew where I've heard of midichlorians before. Anyway, time for us all to go to bed.
Good night, Ayla. Good night, Yoda. Good night, Mace. Good night, Obi-Wan.
Good night, Yoda. Good night, Padme. Good night, Mace. Good night, Ayla.
Obi-Wan, did you make it stinky again?
Sorry.
Ew!
Guess I better cry to get Daddy Palpatine to change me.
And so the Jedi babies go to sleep after their first full day together. Stay tuned as they search for the answers to Daddy Palpatine's prophecy, meet Nanny Midichlorian, and Obi-Wan continues to make truly blue air to go with his blue milk. Go to sleep, little Jedi babies, and may the Force be with you. Shh, they're sleeping. Good God! What is that coming out of Ayla? Oh, sorry, hair. Well, we'll explore what those are in the next episode of Jedi Babies.
Jedi Babies is a concept of Bob Christman and Star Productions, copyright 2006, all rights reserved. A special thanks goes out to the cast of Jedi Babies, in particular the young actors and actresses, as they are not only my family, but inspiration for the project. Jedi Babies includes Matt Lone as narrator, Bob Christman as Mace Windu, Yoda, and Daddy Palpatine, Ruth Christman as Padme Amidala, Austin Christman as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Tara Christman as Ayla Secura. Star Wars is the intellectual and physical property of the great flannel denizen George Lucas. This parody is intended as a tip of the hat to him and his creations, and not as a mock. A special thanks also goes to Nathan Butler and StarWarsFanWorks.com, as well as TheGalacticSenate.com. We'd also like to thank Jeff Roney for his continued guidance and inspiration. Jedi Babies can be found on the web at www.jedibabies.podomatic.com. Star Productions can be found on the web at www.starproductions.co.nr. May you always look to the future, and may your mind never be on where you are and what you are doing. May the Force be with those who listen.